In this juz, Allah Ta'ala mentions some section quite about a considerable amount of this juz is mentioned about the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And some quite a bit of the portion of that story already we have completed in the past already. There is one section wherein Allah Ta'ala mentions وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ. The people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala told them, gave them the book which was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, right? Which people generally refer to the Ten Commandments. But there was much more than that in the book which was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they were given the book and they were instructed to follow it. But they would not accept it. It was the Bani Israel, it was the nation that we see going on until now. So what Allah Ta'ala then did, Musa alayhi salam gathered them at a place where they were supposed to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during that time, they got together at a place. And yet, they were still complaining about it. No, what's going to happen? Is Allah going to talk? Isn't He going to talk? Are we going to hear anything? Is anything going to happen? Are we still going to do whatever we're supposed to do after that? And the talk was going on and on and on. Allah says, وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ. We then lifted a mountain and we kept it on top of them. We had a mountain lifted on top of their heads. كَأَنَّهُ ذُلَّةٌ. It looked like a cloud that was on top of them. They saw the mountain on their heads. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ. They understood that this mountain is going to fall on us now. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Then they took the book and they took it with strength and proper. We're going to do it 100%. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ. And then they took a reminder from what was in it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you could become those who are fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and friends, we don't need to go to that type of an extent because Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum didn't give Nabi alayhi salam such a hard time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, let us do this, they were ready to do it. In the last quarter, the majority of it is with regards to the Battle of Badr. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. إِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا زَحْفًا. When you are going to meet the enemies in the front line, going forward, فَلَا تُوَلُّوهُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ. Don't turn around and run away. وَمَنْ يُوَلِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ. That person who is going to turn his back and run away. إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ. The only time you can turn your back to the enemy and go in a different direction is to change the direction of the battle. أو متحيزا, or to make a different plan, إلى فئتين, to get to a different group. Besides that, if you turn your back on the Battle of Badr, فَقَدْ ضَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, then remember you will stay under the condition of the anger of Allah. وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ, and your end result will be the fire of Jahannam. This is what Allah Ta'ala told Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There were 313. The kuffar of Makkah was 1,000. They didn't have equipment. The kuffar of Makkah had all the equipment ready for war to finish them off. And before the war, Allah Ta'ala reveals these verses. That if you turn around and you run away, you're gone for good. And then they stood their ground. Allah told them, فَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. It is a very bad place to end up in the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum stood their ground under impossible conditions. Under difficult, impossible conditions. They stood their ground, they did what they were supposed to. We did explain the Battle of Badr before. Alright. So, this is basically what the relation between the two that I wanted to bring. So the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a mountain had to be hung on top of the heads for them to accept. Respected elders and brothers, we don't need to be faced with a difficulty before we're going to do what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Let us try and do as much good as we possibly can. Do as much good as we possibly can. Allah give us tawfiq. Now we do. Until Mabadin. Al-Ada'i. Fardi. Fahri Ramadan. Adihi.